Hey team, my name is Lindsay Dean Ratchford and I'm the director of Team World Vision Endurance, and I am pumped to welcome you to Beyond the Walls, the official Team World Vision podcast. As you take to the streets and go beyond the physical walls of your homes or your cubicles, you will be hearing from our Team World Vision staff, friends of Team World Vision, and our very own captains and runners. We have some incredible thought-provoking interviews on tap, as well as segments that will make you laugh and cry while you move your feet for clean water. Whether you are laughing, sweating, or crying, it is our hope to go farther together, not just through the infamous wall at mile 20, but beyond the walls of life that cloister us, beyond our fear, our anxieties, our misconceptions, beyond our walls, whether they be physical, mental, or spiritual. As we identify these walls and push through them together, we will also combat the walls that keep kids and communities impoverished and vulnerable. And we break through these together into the fullness of life for all. Today, we're kicking off our podcast with our Kansas City Area Director, Nick Maroki, sharing some guidelines for training during COVID-19 to keep you healthy as you bring health and hope to others.
Hey there, Team World Vision family. Nick Maroki here from Kansas City, and I am super excited to be joining you for this week's podcast. In this season of uncertainty and heightened concern for public health, we want you to know that we are standing united in protecting and preserving the health of children and communities both near and far. Our resolve to continue the fight for the health of kids and their communities globally remains strong, and we are thankful for your yes and commitment to helping see the end of the water crisis in our lifetime. Now, exercise is critical in healthy living. Marathon and half marathon training provide a regular exercise plan to get you out the door to get fit and stay in good physical and mental health. And as we all know, it's well documented that physical activity like walking, jogging, dancing improve our physical well-being and reduce the risk of heart disease, metabolic syndrome, and other diseases that are associated with sedentary lifestyles. Exercise also benefits your mental health and quality of life. Running or jogging is aerobic exercise that improves mood, reduces depression, and anxiety, and minimizes stress, which I know we all need. Now more than ever, we can all benefit from an exercise routine. Especially during this time, the safety and health of our team is of our utmost concern. As we all continue to discern what is best for the health of our families and communities, we want to encourage you in your training and present some training guidelines as we urge you to follow national guidelines and use your own discretion. Here are some helpful tips, reminders, and guidelines we as a team are following in the weeks to come. No matter where you're at in your training, we want you to limit all long runs to no longer than 90 minutes for the next several weeks. Try to train on short loops near your home. Of course, practice social distancing and ensure appropriate spacing between runners. Keep that 6 to 8 foot distance of separation from yourself and others, as I'm sure you are already a pro at. Respect community regulations of parks, tracks, and multi-use trails that have been closed due to overuse or stay-at-home orders. Alter your route or time of day you run if you find it too crowded to ensure appropriate social distancing. Don't forget to carry your own fluids and avoid contact with public water fountains. Don't share towels, food, gels, or any other items if you run or walk with family or one close friend. Don't go out for a run or walk if you're feeling ill or have flu-like symptoms. Don't spit or nose rocket your nose in public. Now is not the time. Bring along a tissue or a small towel or a good old-fashioned hanky if you need to get rid of some snot during your run or walk. Lastly, stay safe and have fun, friends. Super excited to see where the season takes us. Take care.
Find you on your faith journey today, but I can tell you I never thought I would be here. Nearly 18 years ago, Jesus sideswiped me. I didn't see him coming, and he was nothing, I mean none of the stereotypes that I thought that he was. A fiery female preacher brought a word at my college chapel service. I showed up and didn't have a relationship with Jesus and didn't know if I really cared to. And while there were thousands of people in attendance that morning, I felt like I was an audience of one. And she was speaking straight to my soul. She invited me to pray three very dangerous prayers that morning. Jesus, give me your eyes to see the world as you see it. Break my heart with what breaks yours and empty me of all but love. Since July, I have been praying those three prayers for our team. God, would you open our eyes to see the world as you see it? Break our hearts with what breaks yours and empty us of all but love. And I would ask, Lord, what is your vision for your people? As I prayed for God's vision for our team throughout the summer, it became clear. Irreversible breakthrough in health, in families, in communities, in churches, globally. Irreversible. No more crash diets or one-time personal records, that God would grip us and strip us and rebuild us through hard miles and selfless, audacious invitations to making the world a better place. Team World Vision veterans listening right now, you know that every season has a story. And what I knew was that God was leading us into a season that would leave us forever changed, irreversibly. But none of us could have ever known, and still don't really know, what these miles will hold. No one, well, other than Bill Gates maybe, could have predicted that we'd be experiencing and actively fighting a global pandemic this season. But friends, when I think of irreversible breakthrough, I think of Christ's life and example as a living sacrifice, who got to the ultimate breaking point, the cross, and broke through irreversibly. Yes, he died, but 3 days later, he rose from the dead, not healed. I think that's really important. He rose from the dead, not healed, but resurrected, with scars to testify to the story of God's redemption. This Easter, I was reminded that while the cross and the resurrection don't bring the clarity that we might hope, they do reflect and actually honor the complexity of life. And they offer us courage in the knowledge that in the midst of the complexity and even death, there is more on the other side. There is life beyond the walls. And as we face what might be a dark time in our history, do we see and claim the light of Jesus breaking through? Do we claim kingdom truth that God's economy is enough? Do we operate in the irreversible resurrected power of Jesus? Friends, I would like to say that I can do that every day of my life, but we all know that that's just not true. And on Thursday, March 19th, I found myself on my couch and broken. The weight of the reality of COVID-19 finally hit me. And the official California stay-at-home order was delivered, and it was delivered with grim data. Projections were showing that 46% of California, my home state, could get COVID-19, that nearly 26 million people could have it. And immediately, my mind turned to my family. How long will it be until it hits us? What are we going to do? And in the same moments that that concern robbed me of the oxygen in my lungs, pain struck straight through my heart, because I realized that this paralyzing concern that had overcome me is the everyday reality of the women and the children and the mothers and the fathers that we run for. In many places we work, 50% of children don't see their fifth birthdays due to water-related illness. They have no clean water to drink, let alone to use to wash their hands or anything else to prevent the spread of disease. The worry must haunt them. Will that be my kid, my family, my story? How long will it be till the virus, the illness, the sickness will come upon our household? 1,000 kids die every day under the age of 5 due to water-related illnesses. That stat has never been more real to me. Friends, it's okay and it's only natural for us to think about our own needs right now. But in the reality of this really hard time, we must know that our needs are real, but the ramifications of COVID-19 on communities with no clean water will be devastating. Michael Chitwood, the founder of Team World Vision, reminds us time and time again that there isn't always something we can do to fix our own situations, but there is almost always something that we can do to help someone else. This is who we are. We have a mission to see the end of the clean water crisis in our lifetime. And we have a vision for fullness of life for all. See, God didn't create a mission for his church. God created a church for his mission, fullness of life. See, World Vision is the number one provider of water on the planet, and we are on track to see 20 million people receive clean water by the end of 2020, which is on track to see everyone everywhere World Vision currently works have clean water by 2030. And we have a hope to see the end of the global water crisis in our lifetimes. And as many of you know, we, Team World Vision, have been running for WASH in Africa, water sanitation and hygiene projects in Africa for over a decade. But did you know that we've made so much progress that we now move our feet for global WASH? And as the need decreases in one area, our vision must get bigger to another. Lord, open our eyes to see the world as you see it. And as many of you know, it's not just water. It is water, sanitation, and hygiene. We believe that every child deserves clean water. We believe that every child deserves to wash their hands, to protect themselves from the spread of disease. And in the last 4 years, over 19 million people have received life-saving sanitation and hygiene through the miles that Team World Vision has run and the work that World Vision is doing globally. And team, this is our 15th anniversary, 15 years of taking to the streets for these kids. And we have a goal to raise $15 million for water sanitation and hygiene products around the world. Every child does deserve clean water. And every child does deserve to wash their hands. Lord, let it be so. Team, we were designed for this. We are an endurance team, and we make it through hard miles together. And whether you realize it or not, we, you and me, World Vision, is uniquely positioned to combat COVID-19. No other team, no other organization has our DNA. World Vision is you and me. We are a global organization of individuals, men and women around the world, rising up, uniting to serve the most vulnerable together. The ecumenical church rising up. We have a local mission with a global vision. Everywhere we are, there is no either or in us. We gather where we are with a mission and a vision to reach the ends of the earth. World Vision has a 70-year history of being on the front lines of crisis globally. And for 40 years, World Vision U.S. programs has been working domestically in some of the nation's most distressed and underserved communities where poverty is high and opportunities are limited. Friends, when you are donning the orange jersey, you aren't just a runner or a 1 foot in front of the other. You are a member of a global family that for 70 years helps end and prevent famines. A family who helped stop Ebola and Zika. A family who stabilizes war-torn countries and helps reunite families who have been torn apart because of war. You are part of a family who aids refugees when they have nothing. You bring a cup of clean water to a weary soul. This is who you are. So in uncertain times, when we find ourselves paralyzed and uncertain of what to do, and let me be clear, I am certain that while church doors may not be open, the church itself is not closed. The church never has been four walls. We have always been God's people in the world, being the hands and feet of Jesus during trying times. The kingdom is here. God is on the move, and he is and always will be inviting us on the way. You are the church, anointed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring about healing to the world. This is always who we've been, and it does not change now. Our identity as such is more clear and more important than ever. God, open our eyes to see the world as you see it. Lord, break our hearts with what breaks yours and empty us of all but love. Team, as we move our feet this season, no matter how fast or how slow, we are praying for God's 2020 vision for our season. Lord, we pray for your irreversible breakthrough in our lives, in our country, and in our world.